the subject of politics, let me speak to Kieran Dineen from the Irish Sun. Kieran, good morning. Good. Let me see, you'll be on that line. Morning, Kieran.
How are you?
All is good, all is good. Leo Varadkar, very much in control, 38 years old. A very young man, in my opinion, as the new Taoiseach. He'll have his work cut out, won't he?
Well, he certainly will. And he's the youngest Taoiseach Ireland has ever had. And he has a difficult task ahead with problems of Brexit and the North and domestic issues such as the housing issue here, which is, I suppose, well, will be at the top of his briefs now that he has finally named his cabinet and begins work.
The challenge set to him yesterday by a man who we were just talking about a moment ago, Gerry Adams, was that it should be his main aim to unite Ireland. He has a duty to unite Ireland, I think, to aim to unite Ireland, was what Gerry Adams said. That's not pretty high up Leo Varadkar's shopping list, a united Ireland.
Well, exactly. People certainly wouldn't have thought so 2 or 3 weeks ago, but he did, during his election campaign for the Fine Gael leadership, he did speak about united Ireland and how he wanted to reach out to politicians in the North and to even change the name of Fine Gael to Fine Gael, the United Ireland Party. So he is now showing some leanings that way. Perhaps it's because he's finally found his way to power, but it certainly wouldn't have been the case in the past. But he seems to have changed his views on this and has also spoken about the North getting a special relationship in Europe once Brexit happens. So he has moved somewhat towards Gerry Adams on this, but he's still obviously very far away from Adams' position, who, of course, would like to see a border poll at some stage.
And Simon Coveney, his role in all of it, how much of a spotlight should we be putting on him?
Well, he got a plum role that, he fought a good campaign in the leadership battle for Fine Gael and won over the support of rank and file members of the party, while Leo managed to get the TDs on site. And for that, he's been rewarded with Foreign Affairs, which does also have the special role of being in charge of any Brexit talks. So, he's got a very senior role in the cabinet now, and he has shown himself to be a capable operator. The housing brief has been a difficult one for him, but he has plenty of plans in place, which he insists will deal with the issues we have here. But I guess so far we haven't really seen them. You know, rents are at an all-time high, and homelessness crisis has never been as bad as it is now, and people are struggling to buy homes. So while in housing, he promised to fix all these issues and insisted that they were going to be fixed, but now he's going off to Foreign Affairs and in charge of Brexit.
So how difficult will he be for Northern Irish politicians to deal with when he comes north and obviously replaces the man who had that position, Charlie Flanagan? Will he be a listener? Will he be someone who could be aggressive to the pin of the collar? What sort of individual is he?
Well, he would certainly be viewed as being a listener, and he was crucial in the formation of the government here in striking a deal between Fine Gael and the Independents. But saying that, he has shown his teeth a few times in the Dáil going up against Fianna Fáil when he managed to strike a deal in relation to the water issue, which Fianna Fáil were not happy about but ended up backing. So he has shown street smarts in the political sphere, but also it does seem to be somebody that people that will listen to both sides of the argument. Very patient man, very cautious man. So if there is going to be a deal, it might take a bit longer under Simon Coveney's watch, but he certainly would have the skills to bring the two sides together, perhaps.
And finally, Kieran, when we read about Leo Varadkar, it still says, almost every paper tends to say it, he's Ireland's youngest Taoiseach. He's the first gay leader. Yeah. Are people passing any remarks on his sexual orientation in this day and age?
No. Very limited, or perhaps none, it has to be said. I think it's outside here in other places. Perhaps it's been viewed as a momentous thing, because I guess Ireland is still viewed in some quarters as being a rather strict Catholic country. But no, it's been remarkable whatsoever. His partner Matthew Barrett was in the gallery yesterday with his parents, and most politicians went up and shook his hand and shook Leo's parents' hands without commenting on it or making any remarks. So it does seem to be an issue that isn't an issue really. Ireland does seem to be ready for this change and to give him the respect he deserves. He got a lot of praise for how he handled the marriage equality referendum and how he came out and spoke about his sexuality without giving enough information, I guess, without boring people perhaps, or without making a huge issue about it. He just spoke pretty candidly about it and said, he's a gay man, and that's all he wants to say. And people have respected that.
Yeah, I didn't actually see the pictures from yesterday. You said he was joined by his parents. Was his partner with him?
His partner Matthew was there, exactly. He was in the he was in the doll gallery and throughout the day, and he followed him. I believe he followed him up to the Oris as well, and throughout the day's events. And as I said, I think Leo has said he won't be a first gentleman, or what we'd like to call a partner of a Taoiseach, but he certainly is his partner, I think he'll be very much in private, but I don't think it'll be commented on any more than Enda Kenny's wife Mary, who was probably commented more because of her Fianna Fáil background and her former friendship with Charlie High.
It's a good point. Ciarán, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.